minute here to get our playlist loaded up. We've got a really good show for you guys.
Not here, right now.
We're gonna get that started in just a second.
It's good that the mics are on. We have a long way to go. We have a couple of hours to jam here and remind you that this is our fundraising time. And in fundraising time, we bother you every minute to get into your wallet or get into your pocket and put and end with no limit in terms of what you're giving to us to keep us going. The reason that you're hearing us now is because you have contributed for us to keep going, and we look forward to your contribution continuing so we could keep going, and we could keep going with the same honor and if you want to call it perfection and beauty that we've been going with for the past few years. We've been here nearly 10 years and we've been badding it up. Last year we did good, so we're looking forward that whoever contributing to Fantastic Friday will contribute with as much energy as before and more energy so we could do better. Remember inflation and remember the threat for tariffs. Although we're not in the tariff area, we still have to look out. Look out. Here we come.
The children laugh. The old ones laugh. The newborn cry. The elders weep. The knowledge of infants and elders, separated only by years. Adulthood lost to growing up fear, the only security being insecurity, changing crying to weeping. The wisdom of infants and elders, crying and laughing, weeping and laughing, songs in the beginning, sung in the end. Endure. The people cry out, tears of anger, tears of sorrow, flowing, giving birth to resistance, young ones to remember, struggle, for the people cry out, tears of happiness, tears of joy, washing the pain, cleaning the spirit, giving strength, the generations remembering the past to rebuild the future, for weeping is another way of laughing and resisting and outlasting the enemy. Living in reality, calling us Red Indians, we have been the colors on a chameleon's back, changing with time, altering the larger pattern, surviving genocide because we have to. Living in reality, we are targets of your unfairness. With warriors for targets, you create your own destruction. This is how we bring you down, target by target. You wound yourself. Using your greed, we watch your spirit fade. Living in reality, we can endure your cages, your bullets, your lies, your confusion. We know you have destroyed your peace. Living in reality, you only exist. Diablo Canyon, today I challenge the nukes. The soldiers of the state placed me in captivity, or so they thought. They bound my wrist in their plastic handcuffs, surrounding me with their plastic minds and faces. They ridiculed me, but I could see through to the ridicule they brought on themselves. They told me, squat over there by the trash. They left a soldier to guard me. I was the Viet Cong. I was Crazy Horse. Little did they understand. Squatting down in the earth, they placed me with my power. My power to laugh at their righteous wrong. Their sneers and their taunts gave me clarity to see their powerlessness. It was in the way they dressed and in the way they acted. They viewed me as an enemy, a threat to their rationalizations. I felt pity for them, knowing they will never be free. I was their captain, but my heart was racing through the generations, the memories of eternity. I was beyond their reach. I would be brought to the internment camp to share my time with allies. The last time I saw them, they were standing in their 12-hour shifts, addicted to their chain of command, waiting to be told what to do, forgetting about me, thinking I was just another protester they were finished with. Never understanding, I am not finished with them, for I am the resistance, and as always, I will return.
Winnipeg, good morning. It's Fantastic Friday. Time for the best and baddest program on the radio station here this morning. Let's go.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B 2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
For a day like today, bright and shining, so glory. Everyone with a flag and a smile on their face, Lordy Daddy of every creed and race, Lord, phenomenal, lovely atmosphere. Yeah. If the Lord is our shepherd, who shall be here?
No one.
Yes, the party starts down here at CKUW 95.9 FM on your dial in Winnipeg. We're located at the University of Winnipeg, 515 Portage Avenue, on the 4.5 floor of the Manitoba Centennial Junction of those avenues within the university system. Look out, the bouncing start. We want you to bounce us right up to past what we raised last year, because we have no fear, you will be there. Look out, look out. Boom! Here's the guy up with them drummers.
I can breathe. Give me some air.
listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and the radio show name is called Fantastic Friday. Please come and join us every single Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Friday morning.
Open up your minds, and since it is Fun Drive, open up your wallets. We are humbly coming on to ask for your donations and ask for your continued support. We appreciate every single donation, every single dollar so much. Everything makes a difference, and everything helps us reach that goal of $60,000. You know, we only have 2 weeks, which is why we push so hard, and you know, we thank you for letting us interrupt your regularly scheduled program. We know that you tune in to hear great music and
great
radio
commentaries, yeah.
Yeah, and edutainment, you know, that's what we bring you all year round, except for this Fun Drive. This is when we are asking for your donations so that we can continue doing what we love and continue bringing the music that you love to the airwaves. So if you want to start at that $35 level, that'll get you that CKUW's friends card. I can tell you more about that in a little bit. We don't quite have anyone manning our phones yet, so if you want to make a donation right this second and you're eager to get it going, you can go online to fundrive.ckuw.ca.
And we will answer the phone anyhow.
We will do our best to answer
call
the phone.
Because we like to hear it ringing.
We do love to hear it ringing. It's so exciting. It's my favorite part. For now, we're going to get back to the music here.
All right, she said nicely, eh? Let me tell you my way. She said that we are in fundraising and said, nice, nice, nice. I seen it rough. Dip in your pocket, pull out something, or your wallet, and make a contribution to the station that keeps programming like this going. The kind of music you hear, the kind of commentaries you hear, the kind of areas we touch, the kind of topics here, we go without fear, but knowing that everything is near. Love and kindness. Have no fear.
Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say.
Future together means celebrating Black history, Black resilience, and Black excellence.
Black History Month was celebrated here at the Manitoba Legislature Thursday with community leaders, performers, and supporters highlighting Black Canadians for their contributions, leadership, and legacy in helping shape the province and country.
I stand on the shoulders of Malcolm X, Nelson Mandela, Rosa Parks, Chinua Achebe, Martin Luther King Jr., and the countless unnamed heroes who shattered barriers for me to stand here today, unapologetic, unafraid, and unstoppable.
The event featured speeches from Manitoba's first Black MLAs, student representative Princess Akinzua, and Black History Manitoba, who has been leading advocacy efforts since 1981.
But I know by looking at Princess, by looking at the ministers, the premier, and all of you here, what we do means something.
Keep telling our stories, keep lifting as we climb, and keep fighting for the world that we all deserve.
Artwork was displayed throughout the legislature and will be part of the first ever Black Artist Exhibition, which will be on display until February 14th. Andrew Edemudia is one of the talented artists taking part with five pieces on display.
Being a black artist or a black creative, it's not always easy, right? Like to get your stuff out there. You know, but it's been amazing.
This is the first time ever Manitoba government has designed a program and working in community with community to deliver supports directly for black business owners.
The Manitoba government also introduced a $200,000 pilot program aimed at supporting black entrepreneurs and business owners. In Winnipeg, Mitchell Ringo's City News.
Hey everyone, I'm Jess Turner. Make sure you listen to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9 FM every Friday morning, 6 a.m. till 8 a.m. That's way too early for me. Okay, thanks. Bye. Tricks, shadows lie.
I was adopted into a white family in a white town. I knew nothing of Africa, of oceans turned graveyard when a sink or swim or slave ship's white hands steal a black life. And I cry being held by my mothers, even when history says she could never love someone who looks like me. My friends call me white and just, but isn't there a fragment of truth in every joke? The same way I am only part black. I do not need a DNA test to divide my melanin into different shades of the Civil War. The difference between her and I is an entire ocean. Me, the color of house slaves, and her of the captor, the sunlight, bright and screaming. But I know that she doesn't love me in fractions, not just the parts of me she recognizes when I meet my half-brother. In all of his muted wonderful, he stares at the Columbus stretched across my body. I remind him that I came from the same African night he did, but that the ocean swallowed me whole and did not leave a map of how to return home. North America screwed the hope out of the black woman. So many kids with skin like mine born to presidents, and no one knows their names. No one mourns everything they should have had. And sometimes my home doesn't feel safe. The only black person within miles is me, but I try to bask in the sun, hoping time sheds light. I remind myself that my family loves me. But I remember I'm more dusk than dawn, and it's not the same. They can still see the moon on me. I hold my mother's hand, my greatest ally, knowing that she will never understand the pain of my golden skin, never knowing that the weight of me often feels like drowning. But I know she would give me her last breath, and I know that the salt from the Atlantic need not stain the floorboards, but on the days where I become monsoon, with my mahogany casket heart, she never says that she knows. She always says that she is sorry. So if home is where the heart is, then I lay my head upon my mother's shoulder, the sun and the moon sharing the horizon, basking in my midnight, wondering how anyone can be afraid of the dark.
Yes, beautiful as they come, wonderful as they come. We look forward that edutainment gets to everyone. Take out your wallet, dig in your pocket, make a contribution. We're not PBS where they get checks of tens of thousands of dollars at one. We will accept whatever. We like to start at $35, but if you only have five, that's still a contribution. You have 10 is a contribution. 15, 20? Remember, Sister Sledge.
Yeah, I just want to hop on for a minute here too and say we are family. We are all part of the CKUW family. We are so glad to, you know, come together and make great radio, and that's why we ask for these donations and these contributions. And Rico's right, you know, if you've only got $5, $10, $15, we are so grateful for every single contribution. But the reason we like to suggest starting at that $35, you know, partly that's where you can start to get that tax receipt. You could get that CKUW friends card, and we really want to hit this goal of $60,000. This is what keeps the lights on. This is what keeps our software and our equipment going. You know, we really need to hit this goal. I know it's been a couple years since we've cracked that 60,000. So again, if you want to go online to fundrive.ckuw.ca, make that contribution, you know, show your appreciation and you know, come be part of this CKUW family.
And thanks to you, we have, over the past years, always made that which is set by the station for every program. We always make it, and we look forward to you helping us make it again this year. You have helped us in the past. Let's do it fast.
Yeah, Fantastic Friday has been quite successful. Again, we're so thankful for everyone who donates. We typically do make our show goal. Every show has, of course, a goal that we want to meet, and if we all meet our goals, that's how we get to that grand station goal. You know, so thank you to all the supporters from past years who've pledged to Fantastic Friday and other shows as well. We really appreciate you,
and we're not sorry to ask you again. At least we are glad, because when we come back to you, you keep us going, and we keep you going, and you keep us going, and that reciprocity keeps on and on and on and on and on. Go ahead, Ray, tell them. That we once knew, though long ago, it still made me blue. They say that time heals a broken heart, but time has stood still since we've been apart.
Let me tell you a story about a boll weevil. Now, some of you may not know, but a boll weevil is an insect, and he's found mostly where cotton grows. Now, where they come from, nobody really knows. But this is the way the story goes. The farmer said to the boll weevil, "I see you're on the square." Boll weevil said to the farmer, "Say, yep, my whole darn family's here. We gotta have a home. Gotta have a home." The farmer said to the boll weevil, "Say, why'd you pick my farm?" The weevil just laughed at the farmer and said, "Say, we ain't gonna do you much harm. We're looking for home." And the boll weevil spot him a lightning bug.
Hi, he I'm said, Julian Cooper. Yeah, like you're listening to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is my favorite morning wake-up show.
Now take out your wallets and dig in your pockets.
We are all saying a little prayer that we are going to meet this goal of $60,000 this year for Fund Drive. We need each and every one of you, our loyal listeners, enjoyers of wonderful radio, to go ahead and make that donation. Fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Coming up a little later, we have one of the campaigners within the black community for the longest while, Beatrice Watson. And we will also have news from Sudan through Ibrahim Musa. Hold tight.
I just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you.
Peg here. Badness and gladness. Listen.
Ho! Ow!
No, no, and lead vocals. Together with Baby. And that vocal companionship of musicians.
Yeah, the song you're listening to, we try to play frequently because it is new and it has come out. The name of the song is Nakai. It means let's try to be kind to one another, to help each other. We are all one. It's very much in the same spirit of Fun Drive, but more importantly, it's the kind of spirit that we try to have here at Fantastic Friday, of all being one and being together and making positive change. It's like Rico mentioned, Nono is on the vocals here. You're also going to hear Ona Lu and Tiny. We've got Ray Coco Stevenson doing some chants, as well as Kate Reeder, George Kulak on guitar, Daniel Kulak on banjo, Ignacio Wani on bass, Rodrigo Munoz on congas, Ruth Balak on drums, and of course Mpo Mambira on the marimba. The recording was done here in Winnipeg. This is a beautiful song. It's one of our favorite songs, and we love being able to support such amazing arts coming out of Winnipeg and across the world. So please enjoy. We'll be back to pitch more in a few
yeah.
Hi, I'm Dale Rufus, and you're listening to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9, my favorite Friday morning wake-up show.
Easy as 1, 2, 3. It is that easy to donate to CKUW, not just online, by going to fundrive.ckuw.ca. You can also e-transfer us, fundrive.ckuw.ca.
204-775-6877.
774-6877. Again, so many ways to donate. So easy to donate. We are waiting.
774-6877.
My city dwellers, my storytellers, my soundscapers, music makers, and my dreamers of dreams. This is for the beat layers, the street sayers, the graph writers, and the painters. This is for the crate keepers, the image freezers, the lens seekers, and the photogs. This is for the spinners, the rewinders, drop the needle, pull it back, and come againers. This is for the movers, the body users, the kinetic acrobatic defying gravity provers. This is for the filmmakers, the actors, the activators, my sculptors, and my can sprayers. This is for the da-da-dubbers, the dancers, the scribers, the scholars. This is for the freestylers, my improvisers, my poetical, lyrical, spiritual vocalizers. This is for my speechifiers, for the visionaries, for the bridge builders, the chain breakers, the power takers. This is for the door crashers, my drum beaters, the call to action taker to the streeters. For my behind the sceners, my planners, my finders, our on task and right on timers. For our organizers, our survivors, our motivators, and our strivers. This is for the uplifters and the uprisers. This is for you, our ancestors. This is for you, our people blessers, our children, for our vision, for our villages, our hoods, our nations, our truths. This is for our culture, for our generation. This is for our creator and our creation. This is for our inner being and our outer, for our say it louder, big and prouder. This is for the art, for the word. This is for the sound. This is for the power.
Baby.
Adam Mercy, watch me now. It name murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the deck, me a the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the can, so no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, them want to give me a fight. Show me look cute and them no look too right. They call on me to over me, man, a fight. And that now one no time in a them life. Me no cut up again, model every time. Absolute niceness, come with pair rhyme. First class dress code and your style a lick. The quality, my feet come back quick. Cause murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Truffle the deck, me a the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the can, so no better watch that. Cho, S me no spade, me no king, me no jack. Me a the queen and me run the pack. Shuffle up the deck and me come pan top. Say uno no se patcha and no dead stock. Anything test them off, we kick back. Rally back, me rally back and me not answer back. Cause me Murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Yeah. Chuffoo the date, me a the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that.
Hi everyone, my name is Elaine Osman. I'm a student here at the U of W. My students actually call me Madame Oz. Just letting you know, CKUW has an awesome show called Fantastic Friday, and you guys should listen to it. Stay tuned.
Well, hear this. You know what I mean? Come down, Peter.
Think you where you come from? As long as you're a black man,
a black woman or a black child, you can't hide.
No mind your nationality, you have got the identity
and perspicacity. Hey!
Cause if you come from Clarendon,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Portland,
it don't matter.
And if you come from
it
West,
it really
Portland,
don't matter, because coming all the way from West Africa, in the country called Nigeria, no, he's gone
so
there now to make sure he pick up more news for us. Look out! Look out!
You're an African.
We're gonna hear from Yusuf Ibrahim about Sudan soon,
no,
and after that we will hear from Beatrice Watson. Hold tight.
The identity of an African. Cause if you come from Trinidad, and if you come from Nassau, and if you come from Cuba, you are an African. So don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. There is no rejection, you're an African.
Yeah, man. And this morning we're going to show how we show reasonableness and love for this program. In all the entertainment you get in, this Peter Tosh telling you about their identity. And after this comes all the perspicacity we talk about earlier.
So thank you where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African.
A black woman or a black child, you can't hide.
No mind denomination, that is only segregation, you're an African. Cause if you go to the Catholic, you're an African.
Able to answer your phone, please leave a message and I will call you back.
So don't you where you come from?
Yes, we're getting problems to raise Ibrahim. So we're going to continue with some music and then we will, if we don't get him again, we'll try to get Beatrice. Hold tight.
Have got the identity of an African.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Beatrice. Thank you so much for joining us on Fantastic Friday this morning. I don't know if we've officially met. I'm Catherine. I'm here with Rico. Again, just thank you so much for coming on and joining us.
Yes, Beatrice, good morning to you.
Morning, Rico, yeah.
And I just want to tell people that you're one of the dynamite within the community for the longest while, and you've represented us reasonably well on the Human Rights Committee. Is that what they are? No, Human Rights, sorry.
Yes, I used to be working at the Human Rights Commission, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm retired now.
Did you get too tired that you're retired? All right, that was a bit late.
No, there's a time to work and a time to relax. Mm-hmm. I do other things because I'm never relaxed. I'm always working on something.
Yeah, and I just wanted to know, give me something about your struggles in Winnipeg here as a black woman and representing the black community in many areas. Give me a little piece.
Well, you know, as when I first came to Winnipeg, my first job was actually working with the Immigrant Women's Association of Manitoba. And that was an organization that helped immigrants and their families to settle and integrate into Canadian or Winnipeg society. And, you know, there were lots of struggles in getting that funding, getting the organization. We found out there through our research that the women were facing a lot of domestic violence. And so the organization set up the Immigrant Women Counseling Service, which was there to help to treat women in a culturally sensitive way in order for them to heal and understand what's going on. Now, as you know, I don't know if you know that the Immigrant Women's Association of Manitoba is no longer an organization because the funding was cut off by the government. And then, but the program itself was transferred to Norwest, so people can still go to Norwest. The Immigrant Women's Counseling Service survived that the elimination of funds. Yeah, mm-hmm. And so yeah, so people can still go there. And I was part of the Congress of Black Women, and the struggles there. You know, people talk about the racism and discrimination, not getting jobs, and also, you know, you have violence in families and so on. So those were some of the issues that faced generally. I myself, personally, I haven't had a lot of experience personally with discrimination and so on in my life. I'm fortunate because I guess it's my outlook as well. I always feel I belong wherever I am, so I don't.
And you look like a rough.
I don't act as though I don't belong.
And you look like a rough, tough woman. So nobody approaching you with any nonsense.
So that's me. I mean, Winnipeg has been good to me. I can't say it has been good to me. It's a place I like, mm-hmm. but you know, it's my home away from home. I mean, I lived here longer than I lived in my own country, so.
I would like some people to know the roots of your radicalism. I know, was it Kofi in Guyana who was a struggler?
Yes, Kofi. Yes,
tell me something about him and your
Kofi
attachment.
We used to say Kofi, mm-hmm. but as time went on and the research, we now know it's Kofi, K-O-F-I.
Yes.
Used to be called C-U-F-F-Y because that's the kind of English way.
Mm-hmm.
But Kofi, came from Ghana. He was a slave brought there from Ghana, and he settled in what we call the Burmese region. That's where his plantation that he was working on or located.
Mm-hmm.
He was also a house slave, so he had a lot of contact with him. Pardon me?
I turned off my mic accidentally. I was just telling Catherine something. Yeah,
Kofi led a successful rebellion against his against the slave owners, but he had a deputy who called Ankara. He sort of took things in his own hand and he made a kerfuffle and. With this rebellion, in so far that they were, you know, that it led to, anyway, it led to Kofi actually committing suicide, because I guess if he felt that he was going to be captured and returned, or he preferred to take his own life, so he took his own life. But he is still remembered as a hero. He led that rebellion, and he, through his effort, Guyana's slaves were set free. In that area, yeah. Yeah, well, Walter Rodney came way later. Walter Rodney was, he was really a intellectual, a good guy, and he didn't subscribe to PNC or PPP, the two national party. He was trying to form something quite different that belonged to the people. But yes, so and he had if that party had succeeded, like, he brought together a good combination of both the East Indian and Blacks and other races. Because, as you know, East Indian and Black people, Black meaning African Guyanese, East Indian is Indo-Guyanese. They came after the Africans were set free, and they didn't want to do anything more with the plantation work. The plantation owners brought East Indian from India to fill that labor gap. And so they become like indentured. They came as free people, but to all appearances, it was like they were in a kind of slavery as well.
Yeah, they were indentured, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was not as intense as the other, but they came, and then they never could. They always, like most refugees or whatever, they always want to go back, but they never could go back because they never could get enough money to mm-hmm. put together to go back to India. So they have remained a big part of Guyana. And so, yeah, so this Walter Rodney's party had a balance of East Indian and Black people, mm-hmm. because that's the main thing that creating a lot of problems in Guyana in terms mm-hmm. of ethnic strife and so on. Mm-hmm. And so we still have some of that. We still have a lot of it where you know, there's this disagreement and I wouldn't say hatred, but the distrust between these two races.
Mm-hmm. Well, the British
it is all planted by these by the colonizers, mm-hmm. because that was their strategy, mm-hmm. divide and conquer, and yes. so they make sure that they didn't trust one another, and mm-hmm. that lingers on up to today. But I think it's getting better. I'm hopeful.
Well, he did Herculean work bringing them back together, or starting that road back together. And we always have to look up to Walter Rodney, but we cannot leave out Kofi, and we cannot leave out any of those strugglers and heroes that bring things to be. What we have to look out for.
And Burnham, too. I mean, he did a good thing, although he, Burnham, LFS Burnham, he was a first president of Guyana, or prime minister of Guyana. And then we had Chetty Jagan, who was also a great person, though mm-hmm. he was a declared communist. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those two men were the spearhead of the country.
Well, communists could be somehow, great too, you know.
Pardon me?
Communists can be great also.
But yeah, that's what I said. Like, they did... He didn't have the kind of communism that was like in Russia today, but it was a way of making, you know, leveling the playing field, helping people and so on to be the best they can. Mm-hmm. But of course, I mean, that history is a long history where you had the Americans and they come in to disrupt that. Mm-hmm. And create a problem that is still with us today.
And we're glad that you could give people this education this morning. And that is what we do here at CKUW. You have been with us for many years in many capacities, whether or not it's International Women's Day or whether or not it's African/Black History Month. And thank you very much. And because of people will be calling in to make a pledge to because of programming like what you bring in to them. You bring in information that many Black people in the city here don't know, or many Black people mm-hmm. in the whole province don't know. And we thank you for that. Here's Catherine.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything to add. Just, again, I also want to thank you, Beatrice, for coming on and speaking to us today. Hopefully we can have you back another time and maybe have a little bit more time to go even deeper into some of these topics and some of this history.
Anytime. Yeah, I'm willing to do anything. Yeah.
Beatrice is community, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really appreciate it. And like you said, the community is so important here at CKUW. We're all about community radio and community connections and all of that. So thank you again. It was so wonderful to have you on and speak with you today.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Beatrice. More time in the community. This is African History Month, so we'll meet up again.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Bye-bye.
Love and kindness.
I'm just going to put something in the background here. We're going to try and get Ibrahim back yet again.
I am Christopher Columbus.
That would be ideal if we could have him for a couple minutes as well. Obviously, things are a bit choppier on here than normal. We are down a person, if you can't tell or you're not sure. Ugona is not with us in the studio today. Of course, he is with us in spirit, and he is hoping that we are able to meet this goal over the next 2 weeks. And I'm confident that we will, you know. Like I was just talking about community there and how wonderful it is to have this community station and this community support. You know, we do this for the listeners. We wouldn't be able to do this without you guys and without your support. And we really care about what we do. We put hours in every week. I think it's at least 2 or 3 hours go into building these playlists. We're curating something specifically with themes in mind. And of course, we always want to focus on bringing black artists and black voices to the radio, as well as indigenous pieces and local pieces. That's what we're all about. So again, thank you so much for sticking with us here. If you're just waking up and joining us today, you are tuned in to CKUW 95.9 FM. We are currently doing our fund drive, which we do every year in February, trying to raise $60,000 for the station to keep us going. This is, this is a non-profit, volunteer-based station, and I'll tell you a little bit more about how we use that money and why we need so much of it in a little bit. I'm just going to keep the music going. You're about to hear some Burning Spear, and we're going to see if there's any chance we can get Ibrahim on here quickly as well.
Better than that, while Burning Spear coming on, we're going to bring back Muta Baruka, because Muta is saying something that we need to hear. So read and come back again, selector. We're going back to Muta Baruka, and then we'll hit your Burning Spear. Po! Muta!
I am Christopher Columbus. Just call me Chris. I am he who did miss the land, India. I thought I'd discover that which was never. How clever of me to see the land beyond. I came to tame and claim in the name of Spain. I am Chris. Don't diss my history. I inspired Hawkins, Livingston, Mussolini, Botha, Bush. I exterminated, perpetuated hatred against red men, yellow men. With black men I make no friend. I attack Arawak, cut off their head, wrote instead that the Caribs ate them like bread. I never told you this before, but my chief navigator was a Moor. You know the Moors. They discovered Spain, those blacks who came from the African terrain. The idea that the world was round, I got from these same blacks in some little Spanish town. Now you may ask, what was blacks doing there? But they ruled us for over 700 years. They made a great mistake then. Instead of enslaving us, they made us their friend. Some survived, stayed alive, fought the invasion, European division, English aggression, the fight between Europe and European expansion.
Winston Rodney, the Burning Spear.
Gamblers keep liars. Christopher Columbus. from the Westman soccer and basketball team here at U of W. And I listen to Fantastic Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Oh Lord God Almighty, grant me all privilege. You see, I have to overcome all the wicked. Them and them false things. I have no white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I have no white God. It's just some black messiah. My white God that bless, so him not blesses. I have no white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save from white man oppression? I have no white God. He's just a black messiah. If a white God don't bless, so him no bless. I want what is rightful mine, so me not stay mute. Your system is designed to distract me from the truth, but it will come to pass. And now none to the youth, in the process of time, we will know the truth.
No.
The doctrine follow on in the black community. The black messiah you try to shield with fantasy. But we not gonna make you destroy the love with luxury. That's why you have to touch home. I have no place in Babylon. As I go, they make me
204-774-6877. That's the pledge line. We haven't gotten any calls up to now. Hurry up.
And unfortunately, we were not able to connect with Ibrahim this morning. Of course, he will be back. We will get him again. If not next week, then maybe even the week after that. We're always so thankful that we can have people come on here and talk more about what's happening around the world. You know, here on Fantastic Friday, we think it's really important to keep talking about these issues, to keep talking about what's happening in Palestine, to keep talking about what's happening in the Congo, in Sudan, in Haiti. You know, there's so much pain and suffering around the world, and it's senseless and it's awful, and we can play the blame game all day long, but at the end of the day, what we can do here right now is keep talking about it, keep bringing that news to you, you know, and to have Ibrahim come on to bring us real-time updates, and, you know, he has those connections to Sudan. I think it's important. I